No, the new one, there was one that just went out.
She just amended her agenda. It just adds Otto's name.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are we ready now? I'm gonna call the Appropriations Committee to order. Today is April the 20th. Time is 10:45 a.m. First on the agenda is the roll call.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. If y'all will join me, bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity we've had to serve the Osage people. We ask that you watch over us, that you lead us and guide us to make good decisions for our people. We ask that you watch over our nation and the world and take care of any burdens that they might be carrying today. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Either one is fine with me.
Bless you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 13th, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Next on the agenda, I want to make some comments as we get started here. The mission today is to get these bills out. And the bills that I'm talking about have to do with the last meeting we had. We discussed all the bills. We determined what bills we felt like we were able to put forward. We were waiting on a document from the treasurer to be able to do the mechanics of bills to get these bills, get the money placed where we can use it and get these bills passed out. So we have what looks like a lengthy agenda, but to recap what we did in the last one, our highest priority became senior housing. Our second highest priority became the Minerals Council money, and the third became crisis assistance. And those three bills are what we started working on with the treasurer to move money around so that we would have money deposited. We've gone through the memo that came from him. He gave us a list of funding adjustments that we needed to make, and then gave us, which I'm sure you saw, and then gave us a list of what he was thinking would be appropriated. In that list, not everything is appropriated. So, in the letter I'm referring to. It's right here. It's the memorandum from him on April the 18th. So what Jordan has done is he's made a little spreadsheet to show what we wanted to focus on. And we can go through that little spreadsheet, I think, first. Jordan, did you send that out, or were you going to put it up on the screen? Just send it out?
I sent it out.
Okay. And take a look at it so that we can get our bearings here as we move through these bills. We can just wrap them up and either postpone them or know that we can move them forward. But I've got, I think, those four bills that I read in yesterday. There were three bills and a resolution. Those would, so to speak, have to be taken care of first. And then all the bills should fall into place at that point.
Chair.
Congresswoman Revard.
With the document we're looking at then is the funding request dated 4/20.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can I have some questions about the spreadsheet?
Sure. Has everybody got their list? Let's make sure everybody's ready to go. I'm not hearing from everybody, so I guess everybody's got it.
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about the email we received from Jordan at 10:18 this morning, amendments to ONCA?
I can't see the time on my screen, but I would
Is that
say
it, Mr.
Tribal funding request.
I'm going to try to share it on the screen. Can everyone see that?
It's okay, kinda small. That's what I was. Okay, thank you, sir. I found it.
Tyler, have you got it? Okay.
Okay, can I continue?
Yes, you can continue now.
Thank you. So the FY23 projected revenue, that's our current balance in general treasury as of right now.
And yes,
ma'am.
And
that's not taken into consideration. We haven't passed any tribal funding thus far, so that's our current balance. Mm-hmm. And then the ARPA interest, that's not included in the current projected revenue?
No. Well, it is in the new bill.
In the resolution?
In the new resolution.
But that's for, are you talking about the amendment to 23 or the new FY24?
We have an amendment to 23 and we have one to 24.
Okay.
Remember which one the interest is in?
23.
Okay. And then, so we're going to need to, as action, I'm just trying to keep up, we'd have to get that through. Mm-hmm. Is that sitting on our agenda today?
Yes.
Okay, that's 14.
Okay.
Okay. And then the FY22 unappropriated amount, we're adding $500,000 to the FY23 projected revenue as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then the tax relief fund, that's going to be addressed by a bill that you filed to take the money out of the revolving fund?
No. It's, where is it, Jordan?
The treasurer has the ability to draw down funds from tax relief fund, so we have included it in the FY23 revenue projection so it can be spent.
Okay, so that should be included in the FY23 projected revenue resolution as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To bring us to the 4.2.
Now, what's on this list right now is the $700,000 coming out of the Pawhuska Village. I spoke to them. They are, as far as I know, they are sending a memo to the treasurer to move those funds, but I don't know that it's happened yet.
Chair.
Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, I met with two members of the board yesterday to discuss that. We went over the financials and kind of showed that those funds arrived in that revolving fund in fiscal year 2020. Part of that discussion, of course, valid concerns would be if there was any related costs that would be associated with the construction project at the end that would need to be paid, whether or not those funds would need to be there or not. Upon leaving that conversation, it was determined that we need to reach out to tribal development and determine if there was going to be a need. In that conversation with tribal development, currently confirmed that none of the $700,000 has been utilized, or is it projected a need to be utilized, that on current pace, the job is to be completed April 30th, and the expectation at that date is there's still some remaining funds in there for any additional potential costs, and that the tribal development felt that they would not need to access that $700,000.
Okay, great.
And Chair, I think we could also count on the retainage or...
Yes, there's retainage in all those contracts too, and it's essentially until it's officially signed off.
Right.
You know, you hold back those dollars until the contractor fixes mm-hmm. what's supposed to be fixed.
Sure.
And of course, the warranty. Mm-hmm.
So at this time, you're still waiting on their letter though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So at this time, I think we have to slide that over. We know it's money that's coming, but it's not there today, or that's my opinion. Not in hand yet, so.
Yeah, it's not in hand, but if I understand the legislation correctly from our conversations, that it is earmarked for specific use, and with that job being completed April 30th, that essentially those funds would have to be returned or unable to be used moving
okay.
forward.
Chair, can I continue?
Yes.
So the HUD bash we've removed
yes.
from a prior bill.
Yes.
And that's already taken place.
Yeah, we'll go through the committee sub here in just a second. I'm going to bring it up for a vote.
Okay, and the historic prez went to cap assets. Mm-hmm. And then the senior housing has been reduced to 2 million rather than 3.
No, 2 million was coming in for the senior housing, and then 1 million was coming out of retained revenue. And so keep in mind what you all talked about and what you wanted to move forward with. And that number at the bottom on line 31 is what would leave in the treasury is $1,077,261.
$1,077,261 until the 700K.
Until the 700K is able to be moved. And until, you know, I want to also, you know, say that there's other funding that's being reviewed right now. Treasurer is hoping to have us a final answer on retained revenue. And seems like there was a third thing.
Oh, sure.
Huh?
And possible, you know, once we determine if there will be additional true-up dollars,
yes.
that's in discussion right now.
Yes.
And then on the projected revenue based on the six-month
right.
review. Yes.
So even though we're bringing the balance down to a million in the treasury, we hope it's not for long. It should start to come back up pretty soon. The other thing is, I lost the other thing. So everybody hold that in your heads right now. And I think now is a good time for us to go through the committee substitute because there's some discussion that needs to go there. So I'm going to ask Everyone, you should have received your email of the committee substitute now. Okay, I thought it was already out.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
I also sent out this morning at 10:18 a spreadsheet that shows the changes that are being made by the committee substitute.
The committee substitute?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you can bring that up.
Okay, so now.
Chair, is that that's the amendments made by ONCA 2356?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, I was just waiting for her to come back. So if everybody's found that document and you've got the committee substitute, then all right, now I'm going to turn the chair over to the vice chairs while we get through the committee substitute.
I have a question. Congresswoman Stabler, when was the committee sub sent out?
Just now.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I have the right one.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
And so right now I'd like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute to ONCA 2356, dated April 20th, time 10:41 a.m.
Second.
I turned it over.
Okay, so you made.
And then I made a motion.
A motion, and we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
And so we do that so that we can review the document.
Understood. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess, Chair, can I speak?
Okay, that's where I was like, okay, I'm going to wait till you really relinquish. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm on a fast-moving train here.
It's okay. Well, what I'd like to do, if the committee agrees, is to go through the committee sub so we're all on the same page.
Yes.
And let's start with the census project on the first section, section 11. I think that's just a budget mod, correct?
Yes.
And Toposka Onkodapi is a budget mod. If I'm not mistaken.
And then yes.
The meat processing facility, is that a budget mod?
Yes, there was a combination of budget mod and additional requests.
And that. Okay. Just give me a second, Congresswoman Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's looking for some more information. I was under the impression that the DNR meat processing facility budget mod was included, but that was it. But he's ensuring that we're looking at the correct committee sub.
Okay. As far as I know, it's the only one that was generated.
Okay, we'll move.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
The committee sub, that the most recent one, actually does not include Butcher House. I'm not sure if it was ever stamped in or not, so I can, I guess, print it. Or
could you, Jordan, would you print it, get it stamped in, and then get it sent to everybody so we're all looking at the same committee sub?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what we'll do, if that's the only question, we can, the other sections are correct. Is that right?
As far as when we went through them yesterday, they were correct.
Okay. So the harvest land then is a budget mod. Correct, Tyler?
Yes.
And no further tribal request?
The only request was to fund $58,700 from existing cap asset funds.
From the existing cap asset funds?
Yes, from the existing. That's not an additional new request. It would be from funds that are already in cap asset.
So that wouldn't be this bill?
It wouldn't be this bill, but I'm not seeing it on your list either. Oh, 57.8.
And the, if I may, the I don't see the cap asset inside of this bill either.
Mm-mm. Madam Chair.
I think, Jordan, go ahead, Jordan.
The capital asset is a separate bill because it's not appropriating new funds. It is reauthorizing residual funds. So it wouldn't be included in this bill. However, that bill did not include anything to do with harvest land. It was just for the historic preservation fencing. And that's on the agenda for today.
Okay. So when we get there, we might have to make an amendment, but I know it has the removal of Hudvash, and it had a reduction in something else, and then it had the money for the historic preservation fencing in it.
Okay, so we can discuss that when we get to that particular bill.
Yes.
So on this harvest land and this committee substitute, then it's just a budget mod?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the election office, budget mod?
Yes.
Emergency management is a new request, as I understand, of $12,064.
We did not discuss that the other day to fund. It was not in our list to fund at that point.
Okay, I'm going to stop there until we get the new committee sub. So we can...
I don't think it's in the new committee sub either. Because the list that I told you was that was the focus of this committee, and that's what we said we were going to push out.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat what was just said? Yours and then hers.
We're waiting on the new committee sub from Jordan. But I was just going through to see, I see emergency management in the one that was presented to us. What Congresswoman Stabler is saying, that when we receive the new committee sub, it shouldn't be in there. So.
Okay.
Motion to recess for 10 minutes.
Sure.
There's a motion to recess. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 We're in recess for 10 minutes.
So when we discussed it the other day,